This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanksgiving weekend is upon us, and so it doesn't have to just be on Thanksgiving, the day itself. I did a lot of wishing with people all through the week, because it's one of those weeks that slow down, right? By the time you get to Thursday, a lot of people went home early on Wednesday, or they didn't work at all on Wednesday, they don't work on Friday, but we'll be here. Yes, indeed. Hooray!
Yeah, too much to talk about.
Right, and by the way, is there such a thing? Somebody been eating parsnips too much sent me a note and said, I'm tired of this. How can we have so much to be grateful for? Hello? Is there such a thing as being too grateful? I don't think so.
I think so, but no, I think that's one of those things of individual thoughts are...
Well, thoughts are things.
How we see things.
Exactly. If you think of lack, then you're going to be thinking, there's not enough for me. However, there is no such thing as too much abundance. No way, Jose. There's just... It's there. You just got to work through it.
Yeah, at any rate. Attitude of gratitude.
Yes, there you go. Yep. Here's some good news about a girl who's 10. This is Miracle Moore's story. 10 years old. She has delivered a baby already. Her mother, Viola, went into labor at home in Jennings, Missouri, and the baby just started to come out and came out pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl, who's a fourth grader, dialed up 911, spoke to the dispatcher, said, "Hi, I think my mom's in labor." So the operator, the dispatcher, said, "All right." Then apparently he kept her on the phone. It lasted 11 minutes. Ambulance was on its way. And so a young Miracle, what a great name, huh? Miracle Moore. So this is a miracle. Anyway,
her quick action, and then she repeated everything that dispatch was telling her to her mom.
Yeah, to do. Right. They say, lay on your back in the center of the bed or on the floor. Miracle told this guy, the dispatcher was Scott Stranglehoner, and this Miracle young lady is telling him she's crying. She couldn't lay down. So she went to the front door, unlocked it so the emergency folks could come in. And then she was comforting her mother. "It's okay, Mama. It's okay." And then she said to the dispatcher, "I think her water broke." "She's coming," yelled Miracle, urging her mother to lie down. Mm-hmm. "She's here. There's her head." Pop. Yeah.
The dispatcher's like, "Be careful. Do not drop the baby."
No, right. She wiped off her sister. Right? Jayla was the sister. "Be careful," the dispatcher said, "don't drop the baby." And so this miracle worker wrapped her sister in a clean, dry towel, covered her head, made sure the umbilical cord wasn't wrapped around the neck of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can be heard, if you listen, because all this has gone viral, to the first responder, "You did a very good job." And so, anyway, this is kind of
amazing.
This could have been a serious situation. It could have been. But, you know, when you go back and you think about Thanksgiving, you think about the history of the country, history of humanity, it's only been in the last century that people had birthdays, birthings done in the hospital. Realize that? Most everybody before that was born at home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I have, it's very interesting, on the farm, there are a couple of bathtubs that have been historically, you're going to all laugh at this, but I'm going to tell you the story anyway, because it's kind of a wholesome story about growing up on the farm. The fellow who was like my second family, and my second father's name was Sam Mayo, and his name was David Mayo, but I called him Uncle Sam because his birthday was the 4th of July. So we all called him Sam. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the house that I lived in with Tony and where my two children were born was the house where his family. I've talked about his mother, Louisa Parker Mayo, the suffragette. She was very well known. Well, this big old house on the top of a hill here in Framingham, old farmhouse. When the Mayos left and retired, they sold their home, and I bought it because I just got married, and we needed a place to live, so that's where we were. And in this house is the most fabulous claw bathtub. And they, you know, the old style, I mean, talking
about the freestanding,
yep,
with those beautiful legs.
Yep, right, exactly. So, my remembrance is Sam told me that it was the first place he had a bath. So I made sure it was the first place that Brendan and Megan had a bath. And then I bought another one of those tubs when I built a house down the road. I wanted to have two of those bathtubs, one for me. So I took the bathtub that was in that old house that I sold. I said to the guy who bought it, I'm taking this tub. So I took the tub and put it in the new house. And then I bought another one that was a little smaller for the children to have in their bathroom. And do you know that when the folks who bought the house from me, they didn't, obviously, surprisingly, they had no use for the claw leg bathtub, so they wanted to know if I wanted them. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them. We brought them. They're in the barn, in the hallway in the barn now. But the kids got such a kick out of it when they visited this year because they didn't forget about the tubs there, but they'd forgotten that I had them. And so they're just sitting outside the barn. And, you know, stuff like that, little things like that are important. Here's the story of an 11-year-old British boy who beat Einstein and Hawking on a Mensa IQ test. He's 11 years old. His name is Yusuf Shah. Hailed as a genius after he made the highest possible score, which is 162, on the Mensa intelligence test. His performance beats Stephen Hawking, who was the physicist, Albert Einstein, we all know about him. They were both estimated to have IQs around 160. You know what your IQ is, Jay?
I did at one point. I forgot it. One of many things I've forgotten in life, unfortunately.
Yeah? Well, I don't know how important it is. Is it do you brag about it? Oh, I got 141 IQ. Okay, so it may help you live a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone through all the Mensa stuff, the IQ stuff, and so I'm looking at the confirmation here of Yusuf Shah's score. He placed in the top 2% of the population, has great potential for using his mind. So what do we do to make sure that nothing happens to the minds of youngsters like this as they're growing up?
Don't let it get bored. I think that's one of the most important things. Don't let the mind get bored, because as soon as you feel like you stop learning, you genuinely stop learning.
You do.
That desire to continue to know more information, it becomes a little bit more difficult. But if you keep engaged and keep doing it, then you can keep going. That's one of the hardest things, I think, for me personally, with fibro and having the fibro fog and everything.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time speaking a lot of times when I'm in a big flare. It's like I'll try to pull a word that I know is in there. I know it exists. It's just difficult, and I'll pull the wrong word sometimes. Or other times it's like I'm reaching for something that's not even there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, I never had honors classes, but I did know that I did have a level of intelligence that sometimes I feel like is missing anymore.
Well, it is because we are so tethered to those damn devices. Nobody has to think anymore. Nobody has to write anymore. You spell. One of the most annoying things, one of the least thankful, what's the bell? The contraptions. One of the contraptions I'm least thankful for, which isn't even a good sentence, is our iPhones and all that stuff, analog and digital, because you don't have to think. If you write a sentence, and this drives me nuts. If I'm trying to say something and spell check keeps changing the word that isn't the word that I want to throw the thing against the
wall. Oh, that is so frustrating. Or if everything looks right, and then you hit send, and then it changes after you hit the send button.
Like, right.
I know the difference between the different theirs, but when it changes it on me, that is so embarrassing.
Right. Well, it's annoying. Anyway, so back to this youngster, Yusuf Shah. The thing that would be, there's a lesson in this, is not to go around telling everybody how smart you are. At that age, there isn't, you know, he says, talking about the people in school, they all think he's very smart. All you do is say, thank you. You don't say, oh, yeah, I'm a smart kid.
Mm-hmm.
No, never goes over well. So I guess he has a certificate. His father said that when his son was 7, he discovered a mathematical phenomenon that he couldn't explain. So they contacted a math professor who provided young Shaw with reasoning. The principle has since been known in their household as Yusuf Square Rule. Whatever that is, whatever it is. But there are a lot of people who have been geniuses over the years,
mm-hmm.
who graduated from college. I remember talking about one youngster one day, 14 years old, he graduated from college. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Those people exist. Mm-hmm. So embrace them. Hopefully they will have a good, relatively normal life.
Well, and I like what Shaw's parents have said, that yes, they are nurturing his natural abilities, but they're also nurturing a work ethic. They are making sure that he has a social life, that he's raised as a typical young child into a young adult.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so one of the things that I'm thankful for is the folks who follow us on social media, the Good Day download every single day. We have different things that bring smiles to you, some warmth, good stories, important things, whatever's going on in the world. We were concerned about that earthquake in Southern California, but it turned out I got to both of my children, both of whom are in are in Mexico for the remainder of the week, and they did not. There were people who felt this. For sure, in the Baja and inland and up in Southern California. But for the most part, you know, unless it's really a Lollapalooza, people just take it in stride. One of the things also on the Good Day download, the day before Thanksgiving, I did that. It's like the night before Christmas. It's kind of, I like doing that. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson talking about their son going to wilderness camp. All these discussions at the download, which you can get at GoodDayShow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
And now a small business setback. Delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at Black Friday prices. Right now, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd Generation is just $199 with the Staples Connect app. Plus, save up to $330 off HP, Lenovo, and Asus laptops. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offers end 11/26. Limit one on AirPods. AirPods sale price $229 without app offer. In-store only.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now, social media time, trending items about celebrities, a little bit of Doug's dirt here. Jay and I are first focused for only a short period of time because other than that, it's a waste of time talking about Kanye West, who apparently is still in the rogue department. He's not supposed to be working for these various companies like Adidas and Gap, but he's still selling their hoodies. How is that possible if they've shut him off?
They were collaborations with him, Balenciaga, Adidas, Gap. They all severed their ties. So West is taking a lot of those garments and kind of refurbishing them. And what was supposed to be sold for hundreds of dollars, are now he's going to do $20. So he cut up a bunch of hoodies from Yeezy, different things from Balenciaga, Gap, Adidas, and he, in his studio, he has a bunch of different workers on sewing machines, just kind of creating, like recreating these things.
This guy's crazy. I'm looking. Some of this stuff, there's a bag that he, had his label on it from somebody that sold for $1,200, and a sweatshirt that sold for $1,100. What are you, who's going to pay that money for it? Somebody must have. All right, enough on him. Valerie Bertinelli and Tom Vitale officially settling their divorce. Court documents suggest that she's going to pay him $2.2 million. We always, when the woman has more than the man, we always think, huh? But, you know, there are circumstances where the women, and that, by the way, is what causes a lot of divorces. Why are you chuckling?
When the woman has more than the man, to me.
I know. Isn't that awful? It's terrible. My God. Hunga bunga. Jordan Sparks has joined Kelly Rowland in defense of Chris Brown, who got an award at the AMAs. And you and I were just talking off the air about the story, if you've forgotten, Chris Brown getting into a fight with, who is it, Rihanna?
Yeah, way back in the day. And then he's had some other issues. And when he won an award at the AMAs on Sunday, he wasn't there, but Kelly Rowland was the one that was presenting and accepted the award on his behalf. And she's one of his friends. And the audience booed. And she told them to chill out. And then Jordan Sparks is joining the conversation. She's the American Idol season 6 winner. She's done other things, too. But the what they're saying is that the whole case, it's a kind of a statement on cancel culture, that there's no room to grow. And yes, sometimes people do really bad things and they mess up. but people can also learn and just be automatic. Like the Chris Brown Rihanna thing, Rihanna apparently has forgiven him, and she even said that she kind of beat him up too, in a sense. And it's just people are so quick to
kind of move on,
fully formulating thoughts.
There's a story about Kristen Bell. One of my, I think she's, there's something about her. It's like Amy Adams.
So much.
It's just, they just, you know, they're the type of person that you really want to be friends with. Anyway, story is that she's being honest with her children by telling them about doing mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, early. Apparently it backfired. She was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about spilling the beans to her mother and to her children, I guess.
Well, so she didn't want her mom to find out about this.
But
she and Dax Shepard are very honest in their parenting with their children, and especially with Dax Shepard being a former drug addict. And they talk about what drugs can do to you and how it makes you feel, but like all the downsides and why you shouldn't actually do them. And Kristen Bell was open and honest about how she wanted to try mushrooms, and she did in a controlled environment with Dax Shepard and like babysitting her. But then her daughter told her mom, Kristen Bell's mom. And she didn't want her mom to know that information, so she was kind of like, that's when the honesty backfired.
Yep. All right. Well, the lesson there is eat the mushrooms, don't smoke them. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 days after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their rooms, police said Wednesday they still have not identified a suspect or found a murder weapon, and they continue asking for tips and surveillance video from the area. Communist China has announced its highest number of daily COVID cases since the pandemic began, despite measures designed to eliminate the virus. There are outbreaks in several major cities, including the capital Beijing and southern trade hub Guangzhou. On Wednesday, the country recorded just about 32,000 cases. Georgia's Supreme Court ordered Wednesday the 2019 abortion law that restricts the procedure. Once a doctor can detect a heartbeat, will be back in effect during the legal process, as no appeal has been filed. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Thanksgiving weekend. Good day on the air at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Lots of entertaining things going on. Watching the Macy's parade has been something that was a tradition. And I guess it's traditions are good to have. And I think that wishing Happy Thanksgiving to people, not just on the day, but through the weekend. Why not? Here's something to be thankful for, I suppose. We've been talking back and forth this week. Jeff Bezos has announced that he's going to donate a lot of his money, give it away before he dies.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently he's gotten specific, $123 million to help homeless folks. As we go into the holidays, there are a lot of people who have nothing, zero. And so he announced that his family fund has offered grants to 40 groups working to end homelessness. So this $124 million is going for leadership awards given away to groups in 26 states around the country, Puerto Rico as well. The funds will go toward helping families moving from unsheltered homelessness into permanent housing. So is he going to build houses? Is that it? Some of this stuff could be building some of the things that are necessary
mm-hmm.
to put people in the house.
It helps have that stability so that you can become more of a society and get jobs and keep the jobs and all of that.
The fund donated $600,000 to Mother Nation, honoring the beauty and strength of Native families. Let's see here. He says he's honored to support all these groups. In the past 5 years, have given $500 million. See, all right, here's, I'm happy he's doing this. Good. Good for him. But something that seems to tug on my credibility strings is why he would put out a press release telling everybody what he's done. I think it's up to let the people in the various groups say, hey, did you hear Jeff Bezos gave us $24 million or whatever it is? Not to have him and his PR people do a press release. Like Dolly Parton won this year's Bezos Courage and Civility Award.
$100 million.
So he gave it to her to be used in some of her charities. Which is, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Might
and
go in with other people.
So much.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, so there's good and maybe a little distraction for me. The Arizona Cardinals used to have an offensive line coach, offensive is right, named Sean Kugler. He's been fired after he apparently groped a woman while he was in Mexico City. Now, is this a case of him being found guilty before, you're guilty before being proven innocent? Or is this another Gloria Allred, okay, I know this really happened a thing? They didn't waste any time, the Arizona Cardinals, in getting rid of this guy. That's for sure.
Which makes you wonder what else has been happening that people don't know about.
Yep, right. So does this ruin his career? And would you think that in this day and age, that people who do this sort of thing, I mean, this guy is not on the old timers. He's 56 years old, so should he know better? Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Some people just think they have earned it for whatever the reason. I'm a coach. I can do what I want. You know, that mentality. So the Cardinals had a few problems earlier this year. They got rid of their running back coach, James Saxon, who was charged with domestic battery.
Mm-hmm.
He pled guilty. So does that mean his career is over, or does he get another shot somewhere else?
I think it's to be determined, because as we've seen, it doesn't always depend on what the person does. It depends on who the person is, to be determined.
Yep.
Because not everybody gets equal punishments for equal crimes.
Right. Yeah.
Also, sometimes I think that people aren't thinking that they won't get caught. I'm convinced that sometimes people don't even think they are doing anything wrong.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make it well. But I think you're right about that. I think it's just, okay, well, that's what. And in some cases, it's innocent enough. It may be crude, and I'm not saying that it's okay, but it's with some, sometimes, like with Biden and his kissing people on their forehead or whatever it is.
If it's unwanted, it's still unwanted.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're going to know that. Here are some laws in the football department. Looks like some folks in the Texas Attorney General's office are looking into some security fraud stuff with Tom Brady being involved in the investigation. There are a lot of celebrities who have endorsed Bitcoin, this FTX thing that collapsed. So, all right, you get hired, you're well-known, you're a spokesperson, that's what advertising is all about. So why would you bring them into the corruption charges? If they were just hired to be endorsers, I don't get that. I think they play fast and loose sometimes with this sort of thing, and it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. The Michigan State football players who have been charged following the incident that left players, Michigan State University of Michigan thing. Yeah. Good. I'm glad they were charged.
Yeah.
Yep.
As they should have been.
Yep. They should be charged. Yep.
That was not a scuffle. That was a full-on assault.
Yep. And for what reason? What was the, think about it. Right? I mean, so who are you? So you lost the game or you won the game. What do they teach you about sportsmanship? Isn't that what sports is supposed to be about?
Mm-hmm.
You look at some of these people, the college players, the professional players. They're not good people at all, frankly. All right, a lot of them. I'm huffing and puffing on football, which is not my favorite thing. I want to talk to my friend Uri Geller with you. So we'll travel to Israel for the conversation right after this.
Silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan silver dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars. By the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
All right, 43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with my friend Uri Geller, who joins us frequently to inspire us. He's over in his home in Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. I noticed that there were some prehistoric barbecue dinner remains found in Israel. Did you hear about this? The remains of a meal that was had 780,000 years ago? What the heck is this?
Yeah. The fact that you bring this story up is amazing because, you know, in my museum, I'm actually in my museum now. When I bought the building, I doused and I remote viewed what's under the stones, and I found this ancient olive oil soap factory. And in order to dig it up, I had to get permission from the Israel Antiquity Authority. And that's the body that finds. They have hundreds and hundreds of archaeologists, and they're all over Israel digging amazing discoveries. And one of them is this, and they found even a sword that was found under the water, under the sea, near Caesarea, that belonged to the Crusaders. And then they also find coins that are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years old. I have inside my museum the two gemstones. What gemstones mean, it's the two stones that are on the left and the right side of the main entrance to Ramses II, the pharaoh. Ramses II was one of the most important Egyptian pharaohs, and their hieroglyphics on it are giving him respect. So I got those two gemstones in my museum. They were displayed in the Museum of Israel in Jerusalem, which happens to be one of the most prestigious museums in the world. But the Israel Antiquity Authority said that those two stones will be seen by more people in my museum. But, Dougie, I heard, let's jump away from archaeology. I just heard you off the air, saying this sentence: I don't really care about football. What? You don't care about
come on.
Football?
You know me well enough to know that I don't care. Well, football for you is soccer for us, but I have no interest in.
Yes.
Matter of
yes.
fact, I talk down about it because I think in some cases it's pretty dangerous. If, you know, this kind of soccer that you like, you owned a team for a while, right? It was a soccer team.
I own a team now. I own a Scottish team called Lambies. When I turned my island, which you are citizens of, into a country, I have to get a football team. So now I own a football team with everything, the shirt, the logo. But, Doug, it's the World Cup now, which means that soccer is playing, is being played on television, and not hundreds of millions, but billions of people are watching it. And America...
Yes, they
America
are.
America is playing. Yep.
Right.
Come
so does
on,
that mean...
they played pretty good. Shippy's next to me.
What's
they
he saying?
It's amazing how well America is doing. And listen, Dougie, football, soccer, anything can happen in soccer. Anything. The ball is round. So... You know, who knows, maybe America will win the World Cup, although I want England to win the World Cup. So this is
wow.
massive. Billions of people are glued to their television sets every day, day in, day out, to watch these soccer matches.
Do I have to, how far back into the recesses of my mind do we have to go to reimagine the picture of you and me and Michael Jackson on that train going down to do the benefit for the soccer team that you owned at the time down in, what was it,
yes.
Southwest England somewhere, right?
To Exeter City. Now, America are due to play, they drew with Wales, 1-1, and that's a big thing because Wales, you know, they're connected to. And I just had a big, long conversation with a journalist from Wales. And now I can't believe my eyes, but I believe that England are going to play United States. This is massive.
Right.
And
well,
you know why. I
well,
mean, Iran is the biggest. America, you know, I mean, you know the Iran story. So England is going to play Iran.
No, USA.
Sorry, I'm getting confused.
I can hear your brother-in-law coaching you.
The soccer match.
Yeah. Before we go, a few seconds on cleansing. You said when we first started talking, you cleansed the museum. How important, I always talk about the way to prepare in a new space is to cleanse the energy. How do you do that?
Oh, well, I'm a huge believer in feng shui. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in ley lines. I believe that energies that are moving throughout buildings, offices, apartments, dwellings are massively important.
Yeah.
It's important where you place your furniture to allow the positive energies to go to roam and flow like beautiful clean water
yeah.
in your house.
Yeah.
And
always...
I place my displays in the right feng shui positions.
Right.
So the energy in my museum is very, very positive.
All right. Lamb Island. Become a citizen of Lamb Island. Check that out at urigeller.com. URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri. It's 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Doug Steffen reminding you of the best way to get to Dr. Ken. It isn't just one-way information. It's not just him talking to you on the radio. You can talk to him directly, whether it's going to the office for an appointment or whether having a telemedicine connection is what's best for you, whatever. Call the office. Make the connection. 352-735-1400. All right, you got the number? 352-735-1400. People say I go through those numbers too quickly. All right, Ken, what's the story here with, I notice that there's some research on seniors having surgery and whether or not they're attended. Like, is your family around? Who's taking care of you after you've had your surgery?
This is so important. You know, we think about just what the surgeon cuts and how they do it and how the actual operation goes. But this comes out of JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, surgery edition this week, that older adults, Doug, and we usually mean 65 and older, who report being lonely, face a higher risk of death within 30 days after non-elective surgery, highlighting the need for better recovery and support strategies, Doug. This is amazing. More than 40% of older adults regularly experience loneliness. And loneliness has been associated with an increased risk of medical conditions, including stroke, cardiovascular disease and dementia, and early death. I, as a cardiologist, unfortunately see a lot of lonely senior citizens. And helping them deal with their emotional issues is so important to get them cardiovascularly healthy.
Yep. All right. So let me ask a question that is sort of connected to this. Al Roker, who was 68, is in the hospital this week because he's having blood clots in his legs and his lungs. Remember when he had that controversial operation to, what do they call it, button or staple your stomach to cut his weight down? That was supposed to help him in all sorts of ways, including blood flow and that sort of stuff. Does having that operation guarantee that your circulation will be better? I mean, what would be the story here? Why would he be having blood clots in his legs and his lungs? It's a pretty dangerous situation, right?
Well, I don't know his entire history, but this is just an important reason to stay active. Prolonged sitting can do this. He may have a blood clotting disorder, but you know whether they're related or not. It's just probably another issue he has, but I don't know enough about him personally to tell you. But this is just an important reason. As we're all thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving, just if you're in the car, in the plane, every hour or two, just get up and walk a bit. That's the best way to prevent these clots, is just not having your derriere in one place too long.
Yeah, that's why I always, when I'm on the radio, I'm up every 20 minutes or so. I even go down into the weight room a little bit and move weights around up and down the stairs. I do it on the airplane, going back and forth across the country. I'm always up every hour or so just to move around because otherwise, yeah, you can get cramps. And I don't know, they ain't good for you no matter what.
He had aggressive prostate cancer.
Oh, he did. I didn't know
patients
that.
Who have aggressive cancers are so-called hypercoagulable. It's one of the many reasons why people clot more easily than others. So this may be a factor. There are genetic issues. There are just issues of immobility that can do this. So many causes for why you get these clots, but most of us get them because of immobility. So don't let yourself be immobile, especially if you're traveling.
Right. All right. Question about hydrogen water. What is it? Yeah, what
water
is
H2O, so I don't know any water without hydrogen in it.
I thought there was a... That's a good question for somebody. Yeah, it is. Now you mentioned it.
Hydrogen water is regular water with hydrogen gas added to the water. This, I guess, is out of the realm of mainstream. Apparently,
is it a scam?
I don't think there's a lot of evidence of anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. I'll look at the literature on this, but that's what people tout it as. And some people tout it as increasing energy, slowing down the aging process, improving muscle recovery. What the research is on it, I need to look at it.
All right. Well, Dr. Ken may have an answer to that question next week when we get together. As for the moment, we're out of time. 59 past the hour. Dr. Ken and Doug on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.